Man of Destiny by Floyd R. Brown. This June, Rex Lee will be graduated from the Brigham Young University, having served as the student body president during the past year, and having been awarded a three-year scholarship to the University of Chicago Law School. He is also, I'm informed, very close to qualifying for valedictorian, an honor, which he may yet receive. I first remember Rex in Holbrook, Arizona, where he and Donald Whiting and I were all in the same grade and all had tricycles. Ambition among that group was unlimited. I recall that we used to ride down the street racing with the airplanes that were flying overhead. On another occasion, Milton Whiting told us about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and sent us off after it. That was the longest hike of my life. These and other undertakings are my first memories of Rex. Our families then moved to different states and I saw Rex only occasionally. I recall when I used to go to St. John's to work for Uncle Albert in the summer, that Rex was always away working at the sawmill at Elk Mountain. I used to ask the kids in town about him and, in general, they were unable to understand exactly what Rex was going to amount to. They complained that he spent all his time studying and practicing on his trumpet. Insofar as I know, he has given up the latter ambition. I believe Rex was graduated at the head of his high school class. On the way, he became an Eagle Scout, and, as I recall, was one of the first in his troop. During his senior year, he placed fourth in a national speech contest, in which there were over 500,000 contestants. The next year, Rex went to the BYU. At the time, he was surrounded by a large number of cousins. The boys were Rex Lee, Phil Brown, Mark A. Hamblin, David Barry, Wendell Lewis, Gordon Startup, Lynn Ellsworth and myself. Rex started off by getting elected president of the freshman class. He was active in the debating squad and taught the elders' quorum in one of the campus branches. He was given membership in the Freshman Honor Society. He joined the Viking Social Unit. During his second year at BYU, he served as vice president of men's students. He was active in MIA, maintained his position on the honor roll, and traveled over 10,000 miles debating for the school. He placed second in the senior men's division at the Tournament of Champions in Linfield, Oregon, and brought several other trophies home to the school. Ed. Note: Floyd was his partner in most of the debating and won several trophies himself. He also won the Heber J. Grant Oratorical Contest. After spending the next summer at the sawmill, he went on a mission, and served there with great distinction, being called into the presidency of the Mexican mission after only 8 months in the mission field. He had scarcely returned from his mission, when he was called to the general board of the MIA back at the BYIJ. He was promptly elected president of the Senate for the ensuing year. He maintained the usual high scholastic level of achievement. But, most significant, he became engaged to a beautiful and very charming girl, whom he was somehow lucky enough to hoodwink into becoming his wife. Janet, we are very glad you consented to join us. You see, you got us when you took Rex. We should all take a lesson from this man. It may sound out of place, and perhaps I am blinded by my own deep feeling for Rex, but I feel convinced that we have a truly great man on our hands. Rex doesn't and won't have as much time to socialize as some of the rest of us, but he will be giving a lot to many other people. Barring unforeseen interventions, Rex seems destined to do great things, politically, religiously, and perhaps in other, yet untouched fields.